Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Earlier on Robin Carrington's show from, I believe, yesterday, Matt Verderam joined their show and talked a lot about what L'Jarius Sneed and all that kind of, you know, contract talk looks a little bit like. I'll give you three cuts if they saved. This one is Sneed's contract and his demands.
Sneed's price tag in terms of what he wants for a new contract, it's prohibitive. He wants to be the highest paid corner in NFL history on an average annual basis. We're talking $22 million a year. It's not going to happen. It's just not where the market is right now. Jalen Johnson got 476. Jalen Johnson was an all-pro this year, and he's 2 years younger. And you could argue that Sneed's as good, if not better, than Jalen Johnson, but he's not as young, and he's not accolades-wise, right or wrong, as accomplished.
So that's where he demands, like, what money? The market is set. Gary Sneed is just so happens to be in a perfect situation where he thinks he's probably the best, which I don't disagree with what his mindset is. I think he is either the or one of the top three, which means he should be getting paid just like it. Matt Verderam would continue to go on with what people seem to be frustrated by what Sneed's demands are.
I know there is some frustration in league circles with teams that have been involved in this, that they feel like he's just being unreasonable at the financial ask right now. And I don't think any of that's going to get better for Sneed. Like, the reality is there's a lot less money to be available to be spent now in the NFL than there was a week ago. You've had now the main thrust of free agency. You've had the Titans go out and sign Chidobe Awuzie. You've had the Colts bring back Kenny Moore. You've had Carlton Davis get traded to Detroit. Like, at this juncture, it's not to say that those teams couldn't still use Sneed, although I think Detroit is out at this point. But it makes it harder. It makes it harder to justify. Like, you're paying other guys now.
Well, Jerry Sneed and the conversation with Matt Verderam will continue because it was the big one, the money question on is if the Chiefs are going to extend L'Jarius Sneed or would this be the end of everything?
It's a combination of things. I think it is partially that they've been very, very good at drafting and developing corners, whether you're talking obviously about McDuffie, but also even Jalen Watson, Joshua Williams, Jamari Connor, more of a safety, but can also play some slot. Like, they've been awesome at that. You could argue they've been more successful developing that position than any other position on the team. So I think that plays a part. Sneed is 27, which is not old, but any extension he signs, if there's any guaranteed money, now you're starting to get into the age 30 range. That's scary. This whole summer, he did not practice. I mean, that's all forgotten now by most fans because they went on, they won the Super Bowl. And to his credit, he was able to play all the games. But it was a real question throughout the summer. Like, are his knees all right? Can he hold up? I think all that stuff combined, plus they just paid Chris Jones a fortune, and they know that next year, Creed Humphrey, look, this is the last year of his deal coming up. Trey Smith, last year of his deal coming up. They still got to pay Nick Bolton. You would expect that they're going to pay. They got a lot of guys, and they don't have depth behind those guys the way they do behind Sneed. So I think all those factors lead the Chiefs to say, listen, if you want to hang out, if you're not happy with offers you're getting elsewhere, $19.8 million is yours. We'll give you that money on the tag, but it's not going to come with an extension.
So that was Matt Verderam with all the inside information. Look, I think there's a lot of moving parts within this, but I think it's a win-win situation for the Chiefs. I think L'Jarius Sneed wants to get paid. I think eventually somebody will probably look at their division and maybe get smart and say, hey, there's quite a bit of wide receivers in this league and in our division as well. We should probably do something about it. We should probably go give this guy money where we have cap room to do so. The Chiefs, like he brings up, a lot of big decisions coming up next year, right? Creed Humphrey, Trey Smith, Nick Bolton, those types of contracts are going to come up, and those types of decisions have to be made. Also, the big key point is, which I agree 100%, is that Brett Veach and this defensive staff, from Spags to the defensive coordinators below Spags to the cornerbacks coaches, They have shown and proven that they can develop and bring cornerback talent to fruition every single time that they tend to go out and get one. Watson, Williams, Snead, right? McDuffie, even Charvarius Ward. He was, you know, maybe here before that and then a little bit with it, but still, those are all cornerbacks that have been a part of this program that have gone on or stayed and been very somewhat good corners. Shamari Carner's very good at cornerback as well for when the time that we've seen and the sample size we've had. So I think there's a lot of win-win situations for both sides. If L'Jarius Sneed comes back and plays, it's a three-peat, stays with the team, and then it definitely gets paid if he has another great, fantastic year. The Chiefs get to trade L'Jarius Sneed. He gets paid. They get a second-round pick. Nobody seems to lose. So there shouldn't really be a whole lot of frustration. I think the frustration is, like we all have, when will the actual situation come to light and see exactly what's going to happen moving forward? That, I can't tell you. You just got to be, you know, you got to be fair. I'll come back and I'll kind of go back a little bit of what I said earlier about L'Jarius Sneed and his era of where he's at with the cornerback market, because it could either start this year or next year where these guys are going to get paid. But the Chiefs, I'll tell you this, they know who they want, when they want it, and how much money they can spend. It's up to the person they go after to kind of get that sort of feeling too. It's Blake and Dusty, your list after hours, 610 Sports Radio.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.